We're learning Hilchos Pesach, Simen Tov Lamed Ches, Sif Aleph. Today is November 21st, 2012. Mechaber says as follows. In the topic of an Achbosh Nichnas L'Mokam Baduk V'Kikar B'Fiv, a mouse, or those rodent, we'll say like that, who goes into a place which was checked, and he has a kikar, he has a loaf of bread in his mouth. Says the Mechaber, Achbar shenichnas lebayis bodok v'kikar b'fiv, and the kikar is in his mouth. V'nichnas acharov amatsa pirun, you run after him, and you find crumbs. That's like a Tom and Jerry, right? You find crumbs there. Matsa pirun. Afilo kidei kol kikar. If you would glue together the whole entire amount of crumbs, you'd have the amount of the kikar, the size of this loaf of bread that you were missing. So we could assume, right, that these crumbs are the loaf of bread that this little mouse took from the table, right? Answer is no. Tzorich la'asov livdoik abayis achar kikar shenichnis. We have to go back and look for, do another bedika. Livdoik abayis, do another bedika. And we don't assume that the crumbs that you found there were the crumbs that were from the bread he took. If you want to invite over a rodent, he won't make a mess. It's not the custom of an achbar to make crumbs. So the crumbs that you found were not from the loaf of bread that he took. Therefore, you had to do bedika again in the house. Now, vahani pirurin, these pirurin that you found, me alma also, they came from somewhere else. V'loy mi oisei kikar. And not from that kikar, not from that loaf of bread. Let's take a look first at the Mishnah Brura before we see the next case in the Mechaber. Turning back, the Mishnah Brura says, if cut an aleph, you find an achbar that runs off with a kikar, the kikar befiv, v'afilu imahoyah hakikar katan shiyuchal achbar lochla. Even if this kikar is katan, is small, that the achbar can eat it up. And even if you are mevatel lachametz, we do not say it's a suffik derabanan, and therefore that you don't have to go back and do another bedika. We don't say that, even though the category we're talking about is a rabbinic category, because you already were mevatel lachametz, so it's not a deraisa to do the bedika. Mishum nekeim in the adin of vaday she'achbar gorar hachametz lefaneinu, ein sofek moitzi midei cheskas vaday yisek. Since I know the little achbar ran into the house, so it's a vaday chametz now. I know for sure there's chametz there. If I know for sure there's chametz there, so I can't rely on the fact that it's maybe this it's gone. No, if I know for sure this chametz, I have to go out and check the house again. Matze pirurin. What did you find? You found crumbs there. Aval imatze kikos shalom in sarach bedika detalidin dezay kikos shehichnis achbar. But if you find a whole piece of bread and you can recognize, oh, that's the same bread that he took, you don't have to do a new bedika, because we assume, well, more than assume, we'll say that's the piece of bread that he took. V'dafka b'bittul. This is only a case when he was mevatel l'chametz. Avo b'loy bittul. But he was not mevatel l'chametz. Duhu milsa d'raisa. Loy talin l'hokil v'tzrichin livdoik adayin kol abayis. Yimloy sheher kiroy shezel shenot l'achbar. Now, when are we going to be lenient and say that this loaf of bread that I found is the same loaf of bread that this achbar ran off with? That's a case when I say, when it's a category of derabanan. Then I could rely on the fact that most probably this is the same loaf of bread that the mouse ran off with and he brought into the house. Not canceled out. That the mouse, the case is like this. Little Mickey comes in, runs out with a loaf of bread. I chase after him to find that loaf of bread. He runs into my house and I just checked for Pesach. It's clean already. Then all of a sudden I see a loaf of bread in the room, but he's gone. The question is that the loaf of bread that he ran off with, Or is that a different loaf of bread? And now that he's got the loaf of bread somewhere else, and I still have to go around to do another bedikah. That's the question. So, since it's a rabbinic case, why is it rabbinic? Because I did my bittul. What does it mean I did my bittul? I already said, kol chamiro, dika b'shusei, all the chametz is mine. It's ownerless. It's not mine. It's like the dust of the earth. So once it's a category down from Daraisa, from Torah origin to rabbinic origin, I can say this loaf of bread I just found is the one that Mickey ran off with.
More flexibility.
More flexibility, more leniency. But if it's a Torah case, it's a Daraisa, then I am not lenient like that. Then you have to go do another bedika, unless he says, like let's say you could either know for a couple ways. You recognize this is that same loaf of bread. In Eretz Yisrael, they put like the paper, the sticky paper, right on the bread. You know what I'm talking about? Right on the bread. So you know the serial number, whatever it was 234. Okay? So you come in there and you see, 234, perfect. That's the same loaf of bread. Same lachmaniyah, right? So if you know it's the same one, even when there was a category case of deraisa, the Mishru says, the talinon, it is... unless you can recognize it, that this is the piece that he took, then you don't have to do another bedika. How do you recognize it? You see the exact same size or shape, or you see 234 taped onto it, stuck onto it. Even the Mishmur says further, in Sifkat and Gimel, if you find the crumbs that you put them all together, it adds up to the whole entire loaf of bread, the whole entire kikar. The kosher keini mahayu rak ma'at piruin. Even more so, if you only had a few pieces of crumbs there, turning the page now, bavadai loy talino l'sha'achloy. We're not going to say that he ate the whole thing. V'nafal mimenu ha'piruin be'etz achilosay. And he made a little mess over there when he was eating it. We will not say that, and you will have to go back. So Rechlachzer v'livdoik sifkat dalid and do another bedika. V'dafka shira inu achbar nichnos im chametz. What's the case that you had to do another bedika? That's when you see the mouse run into the room. Alomotz stam chametz b'bayis achar bedikos. What if you find the stam chametz in the house after the bedika? I'll tell you. It happened to me. It was after the bedika. It's always the cheerio. I'm being serious now. I found a little Cheerio after the Bedika. It's the day of the Erev Pesach. So put aside, you speak to cardiologists who have heart palpitations already. Put that aside. Do I have to do another Bedika now? Maybe I found one Cheerio, there's maybe some other comments I didn't find, right? The Teret says, the Mishmur says, no, you do not have to do another Bedika. When do you have to do another bedika? Says it once again. The dafka shira inu achbar nichnas im chametz. If you see the mouse run in there with the chametz, avo motz stam chametz v'bayis achar bedikosoi ein sorich lachz olivdoi kol abayis v'shilze. You do not have to go back and check the whole entire house because of this. Now we're saying the word bayis, house. What does a bayis mean? Bayis means house, right? Yes, any little 4-year-old. Bayis means house, right? Says the mishnah here, sifkat and hay. I imagin Avram, the bias pirushoi cheder. The meaning of the word house means a room. Bias means room. You only have to check the room that you see the mouse run in with the chametz. But the other chadar, other rooms that were opened to the room where the mouse ran into, we are lenient. Vein sarich lebodkam in bitel chametz, and you do not have to check the other rooms if you're mevatel chametz. Oy shohi akikar katan, or if the kikar was small, because we'll assume this achbar ate it up. Bimloy yadinon klal leizah cheder nichnos. What happens if you don't know at all what room he went into? It's now a guessing game. You see, he runs into the house. It's getting exciting here, right? He runs in there. Now, is he in door number one? I'll take door number two. Where is he? What's the halacha? Take a look at Simon Tafla Mites, Sif Beis. Which is in a couple days, in Mitzvah Shem. Okay. Now, let's go back on top in the Mechaber. Oh, I'm sorry. We still have Sivkot and Vav here. Levi she'ein the darker shall achbar lefarer. The way that the achbar eats it, he doesn't make a mess. So therefore, if you find the crumbs there, we're not assuming it's the same from the same loaf of bread, and then you still have to do a bedika. The same halacha is by a dog or a chicken. More practical in this generation is by the dog. By the dog, if the dog runs in with that into the house and it was checked already, you don't have to do a. You don't assume that that's the one he ate over there, because the dog does not make a mess, and therefore you had to do another bedika because there's two different loaves of bread. Yes, Gil. Well, the concern is like this. I finished checking my house. Okay, let's say it's now the Erev Pesach, the day of the 14th. And I'm, let's say, outside my house and about to burn my chametz. And I'm taking some of the chametz and putting it into the fire. And all of a sudden I see this little achbar, or a dog, take some of that chametz and run into the house. So immediately, of course, the fire is attended, to be safe. Someone's watching the fire. Someone else is running in after this animal to find out where they're taking this chametz, because my house is checked now. Then you find some crumbs right there in that spot, or you find a loaf of bread in one of the rooms. That's the case we're talking about. The question is, do I have to do a whole new bedika, or do I have to just do, or do I rely on the fact that this that I found is what he took? That's the whole question here. When do you have to do bedika? In this case, when the mouse runs in there, or the achbar runs in there, and you find the crumbs, we don't assume that this loaf of bread, the crumbs here are from the loaf of bread he took, and you have to do bedika in the room again, and to look for that loaf of bread.
Until you find it,
yeah. No, because, well, it depends. If it's a small piece, we said we could assume we finished it. But if it's a larger piece, we don't assume we finished it. It could be maybe the size of the dog. He's discussing the general rules, but here he's saying that the dog also does not make a mess. And that's, he's got the long tongue to lick up all the right, looks it all up. Okay, let's see another case, which is, I believe, more practical, Baruch Hashem, to our everyday house. However, these halachas, we have to get the klum, the rules. Even Baruch Hashem, right? I'm not going to ask for a show of hands. No one wants to publicize they got an achbar in the house. But let's see. Continue. Next case here. Aval im tinok nichnas lebayis baduk. You have little children, Baruch Hashem, and they go into a house which is checked. The kikar biyodoy, a common case. I'll tell you how many times I have to say, we eat by the table. Okay? Baruch Hashem. And the kikar is in their hand. Nichnas acharav umotza pirun. Now, you go in after the children, and you find their crumbs. You don't have to go back and check again. Because the chazaka is that the child ate that cookie. That's a chazaka. The child ate the cookie. And the crumbs that you find are the crumbs that he made when he was eating up the cookie. It's not as clean as the achbar. When it comes to eating this cookie, because the way a child, when he eats the cookie, he makes crumbs also. Some say, if you don't have in the amount of the crumbs the whole entire kikar, then you have to go back and do another bedika. Because, well, This is a different machlokes now. V'yei Sherman say a different approach, that sometimes a child runs off with a cookie. But you ever notice why the hands of the child are all dirty? Because it melted in the child's hand, right? I'm not going to say which the names of the children, but a couple years ago I had one of my children running to me full steam ahead, like a 2-year-old, 1.5-year-old, and they have a toy in their hand, and they say, "Take it from me and put it up very high so their sibling can't get to it." Their whole purpose was not that they could play with it, but that their sibling can't have it also. So many times, it's not that they're going to eat it, but they want to have it. So they're going to hold this cookie until it turns to crumbs. It disintegrates in their hand. So now this other opinion is saying, we're not saying that they ate it, we're saying that you don't have the whole entire amount of the cookie there. Then, now I want to point something out. Look at the next few words. Very interesting. I find this very interesting. The Rama says here, Dine achbar v'nichnas v'yotze, the halachas of a mouse, of an achbar, that goes, which is discussed in the Gemara Pesachim, of going in and going out. Further elaboration on this topic about the achbar, Hishmit harav, hoyel v'loy shchichi. The Mechaber did not elaborate on those halachas because they're not so common. It seems like what the Rama is telling us is that the halachas that the Mechaber spoke about were more common. I'm just deducing from what he's saying here that if he's saying that there were certain halachas which he did not discuss because they weren't common, it sounds like the halachas he did discuss were common. So these halachas, it seems like they're still common back then about the achbar running into the house. Let's see the Mishnah Brura Sivkot in Zayin. Now we're talking about a case where the child, the tinuk, runs into the house that was checked already, and he has a cookie in his hand, or something, some chametz thing. Dafka ba'ayfin ze shematze pirurin shereglayim lo davish achlay. We're holding by the case where you find crumbs, and reglayim lo davish means that you can assume, you can be Sherlock Holmes over here. You assume that these crumbs came from the cookie that he took, that he was eating. Avoloy matze pirurin ein litlo shachlay. But if you did not find any crumbs at all, you cannot rely on the fact that we say, oh, the child ate it. The in Safik Maitzmi Devade Chametz, like we said earlier, that the Safik, did he eat it or did he not eat it? I don't know. Maybe he put it down somewhere. That's what children do. Like we said, they take things and they get interested in one item. They put the cookie down and they walk away. They have no idea where they put it. There's a Vade Chametz here. We know for sure Chametz was entered into this house that was checked already. Therefore, it's sarch lachzev livdoik oisai cheder shirah shenichnas sham lahatinuk. Therefore, you have to go do another bedika in that room that you know that the child brought chametz into that room. When you don't find any crumbs. V'davka b'tinuk shein b'das. When we say a tinuk here, it sounds like an infant. It could be a 4-year-old. Shein b'das. They're not the age of chinuch. How do we know that? If you look earlier, at the end on page 18 in the Dirshu edition, at the end of Sifkot Lamed Tuf Lamed Zayin, the Mechaber said, "V'ushi a katan sheyesh by das livdoik, a katan that is a das livdoik." And the Mishmur told us, "What does das mean? Haynu shegi lechinuch. He came to the age of chinuch, 6, 7, 8 year old. Here, let's talk about a 3, 4 year old. So this 3, 4 year old is not." Is v'dafka b'tinuk shein by das? If the 3, 4 year old or younger runs into the room with his cookie, then we have to do a new bedika. But let's say you have an 8-year-old. They and yes, say, listen, you ran into the house. It was checked. What are you doing? So I don't know. What am I doing? You know, like he's like, my shoes are clean. He's like, I'm not talking about the mud in your feet, which is not there now. I'm talking about the cookie in your hand. Where'd it go? So I ate it. He's believed, and you do not have to do a new bedika when he's a katan sheyesh by das. Sifkot Ches, the Mechaber said that you have a cheskosa she'achloi, that the chazaka is that the tinuk ate it up when you find these crumbs. V'afilu loy bitli, even if you did not were not mevata l'chametz, you do not have to do a new bedika. What does it mean? Even if you didn't, because then the status is a deraisa or a derabanan. It's deraisa. So one might think, wait a minute, if it's deraisa, I have to be more strict, more machmir. No, ba'afilo loy bitloy. That's what these words mean. Even if it's a category deraisa, I still do not have to do another bedika, because we assume he ate it. Shederech atinik lefara, because the way that children, when they eat food, they make a mess, make crumbs. They azu, according to this opinion. According to this opinion, the Mechaber, it doesn't matter if there's just a few crumbs or you have the amount of crumbs of the whole entire cookie. Now, in Sif Kodin Yud, we're discussing a new approach. The Mechaber is bringing down different opinion now. This is the opinion of the Tosis and the Ran he's about to say, and the Torah as well. That V'yesh Armin She'im Ein B'Pirun K'dei Kol HaKikar Tzarech Lach Zalivdoik. That if you don't have, when you find the crumbs, the whole amount, if let's say you'd glue them together, you don't have the size of this cookie, then you'd have to go back and do another Badika. Because if not so, we're concerned, maybe the child put the cookie somewhere in the corner and you don't want to find it on Pesach. You'd have to go back and do another Badika. The halacha says the Mishnah Brura is like the first opinion that you do not have to shein sarach lachs of livdoik. You do not have to go back and check in regards to the child. However, im loy bittel or gavar over hazman, if you are not mevatel lachametz and it's past the time when you can do your bittel, shein yochel levatel yesh lahachmir lachs of livdoik. In this case, you should be machmir and go back and check again. The kosef hamakor chayim. The Makor Chaim says, "The Akum Shenichnas Im Chametz Bayis Abaduk, a non-Jew that comes into your house, that was checked. Ein Sarich Lachzov Livdoik Abayis. You do not have to go back and check the house. The Dafka BaAchbar VeTinoik Chayshinan. Only by an Achbar and a Tinoik, we are concerned that the Shadakin Hatman, that the Achbar or the child, they'll hide the Chametz. That's what they do." But why would a non-Jew bring chametz into the house? Well, one of two reasons. Either to eat it, so he'll be eating this item, this chametz, or he's bringing it from point A to point B, to his house. But we're not concerned that Akum, the non-Jew, is going to come to the house of the Jew and put it and hide it somewhere in the spot that a child does or that the Achbar does. Next case in the Mishnah Berurah Sif, Bays in the Mechaber. Kazayis chametz lamailo al hakayra. You look up there and you notice there's a kazayis of chametz on the beam. Okay, they didn't have the drop ceiling like this. You saw the beam, and you see there's a kazayis of chametz there. What's the halacha? Do we say, listen, it's up there, I'm not climbing up there. And I'm not concerned my children will use that as a target practice, as well as a slingshot, so I'm not going to have to, it's not going to come down. Do we say that? Or do we say, no, you have to go up there and get it down. The halacha is, mechayivin oisoi lo avisulam, he's obligated to get a ladder, lo hayirido mibnei shepamim yipol mekoiro. There are times it will fall down from the roof. Therefore, we say you have to take a ladder, go up there, and take down the chametz. Aval, however, im hoya chametz bebar, if a chametz was in the pit, ein mechayiv noisei lahaloisei. Then we don't say he has to go down the pit and bring it up. That we don't do. Elam evatle beliva v'dayoy. What should he do when the chametz is down in the ground? We're not saying you just mevatle it. He nullifies it. It's not his anymore. Now, obviously, we're not saying where he can just take his hand down there. It's deeper down. He doesn't have to go down there with a ladder or jump down there and get it out. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Kodin Yud Beis. The case is when you have a kazayis at the chametz and the beam on the koyer on the top. Kazayis chametz. Mashma, we're talking about a case when they have a kazayis chametz. Avo b'pogas mikazayis. Ein sarach sulam lahayridoi v'sagi b'bitol. But if you have less than the kazayis, I have a small piece, less than the size of an olive. I don't have to get my ladder out. I don't have to climb up there to take it down. And all I have to do is mevatel it. The Yesh Mifakim Bazeh, there are those who disagree that even if it's a smaller size of less than the kazayis, I still have to get my ladder and go up there. Mechayiv and Oisai, he has to get up there and get rid of the chametz. I feel annoyed like Koydin's man Isuroi. Even if he will be aware of this chametz on the beam before this man iser, before the time that comes that he's not allowed to have the chametz, we still say he has to get up there and get it down. The oz mahani bittul shlo yavor bebal yiro. I personally would say maybe bittul would help. All I have to do is mevatel it, and I won't transgress seeing the chametz. So let me just mevatel it. Or I have to take out my ladder. It's in the garage. Afilo achi hetzrichu rabbanu lahirida levaroi. Chachamim said, you have to go and take your ladder and bring it down. Shema yipol b'soich ha-pesach min ha-koira. It might fall down on Pesach. And we don't want chametz falling down from the beams on Pesach. V'yovil achloi, and you might come to eat it. The kol shekein, even more so, im nodiloi la'achar zman yisuroi, if you know about this chametz on the beam after this man of the Isser on Erev Pesach, v'loi bitul mikoidim, and you were not mevatel it, v'al shuv v'loi mehani bitul, bitul will not help, the bevadei tzarech lahiridoi levaroi, in the case when it's a kezayis, you have to definitely go up there on the ladder and take it down. Now we're going to the next case in the Mechaber. Next case is when you have a bar, you have a pit. Not going up, but the question is, the chametz is down. Do I have to go down there and get it out? So the Mechaber said, no, you don't have to go down there and take it out from the pit. Sifkon yadalit, bebar, afilo ein boy mayim. Even if there is no water in the pit, which would ruin the chametz, still the Mechaber said, we don't obligate him to go and get the chametz. In other words, it won't get ruined. You still don't have to go get it. However, if you go down there in that pit and use it throughout the year, then you're obligated to go down there because we're concerned. He'll go down there on Pesach also. Just like he goes down there during the year, he'll go down there on Pesach. And he has to destroy that chametz. Sifkan tesvav. Mevatloi beliboy. He has to mevatel it. Vedavka, since he's not going down there, he has to mevatel it. Vedavka shenofa shamayelo. We're talking about the case when it falls there by itself. Techashvinon loy ki chametz shenofa lo mapoyas. It's viewed like a chametz that we learned earlier, that a wall falls down on top of. Avolahat min biyadayim al das sheyishar sham ad achar pesach osa. But to hide the chametz in that spot, in this pit, and not come back for after Pesach, that you're not allowed to do. That's forbidden. Even if I mevatel it, I nullify, say it's not mine. If you put it there intentionally, you have to go down there. You have to go down there, get rid of it. Let's finish off over here. Sifkan tezayin, v'dayoi, you mevatel it in your heart, and that's enough. Now, if you find out, you remember, you know what? I had this chametz in this pit. Does loy mahani bitul? That's past the time when you're able to mevatel it. The time already passed. Sarich lahitziyai lovari, to take it out, and you have to destroy it. Thank you.